How to protect cash in Australia before it's too late. Part 4. Protect cash in Australia to preserve your freedom. Learn why it's vital as programmable money gains ground in Australia. Introduction. The rising threat to financial freedom. If we don't protect cash, we risk losing the last truly private means of payment. Cash isn't just paper. It's power in the hands of the people. As Australia's Reserve Bank advances trials of central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, we are facing a silent shift toward programmable money. This tool could be used to check, restrict, or even erase your spending power. In a country with full monetary sovereignty, why are we outsourcing control of our currency to systems that prioritize surveillance and compliance over liberty? Let's explore how cash underpins civil liberties and why protecting cash must be a national priority. Problem: the quiet disappearance of cash. Cash usage declining. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, contactless and digital payments have surged, with fewer Australians using physical cash. According to the Reserve Bank of Australia, only 13% of all payments in 2022 were made in cash. Many shops have moved to card-only policies, excluding those who rely on physical currency. The rise of programmable money. CBDCs are not just digital dollars. They can be programmed. This means where, when, and how your money is spent can be controlled. Funds could expire or be restricted to approved merchants or products. Governments or corporations could deactivate funds based on behavior or location. Why it hurts: the dangers of losing cash. Loss of financial autonomy. Cash allows you to transact freely, without permission or surveillance. Once digital money is programmable, every transaction could be tracked or regulated, effectively handing the government, or worse, private tech partners, total control over your financial behavior. Exclusion and vulnerability. Removing cash disproportionately affects less tech-savvy seniors, remote and regional communities with limited internet, people with disabilities or without access to smartphones, victims of domestic abuse who rely on cash for private escape planning, a tool for economic coercion. We must protect cash to ensure our financial system works for people, not algorithms. Programmable money could penalize undesirable spending, e.g. gambling, alcohol, block dissenters or protesters from accessing funds, allow foreign tech infrastructure to control sovereign currency. Even if these features are sold as public good, they can be repurposed for control. Solution: why we must protect cash to preserve financial autonomy. Enshrine the right to cash in law. Australia must legislate a permanent right to access and use cash for goods and services. The RBA has already expressed concern about the diminishing availability of ATMs and bank branches. Strong federal protections must ensure no business can refuse legal tender. Banks must keep reasonable cash access. Government services accept cash payments. Use our dollar sovereignty for the public good. As a sovereign currency issuer, Australia has the power to protect cash for future generations. There is no economic reason to surrender this freedom to digital-only systems driven by private interests or foreign partnerships. Our monetary sovereignty should empower people, not corporations. Support ethical digital alternatives. Digital transactions aren't inherently harmful, but they must remain voluntary, anonymous, and free from coercive controls. Public banking options and non-programmable digital cash can coexist with physical money to offer Australians choice and privacy. Why this matters? CBDCs may promise convenience, but at the cost of autonomy. Once cash disappears, there is no fallback. Every transaction will be recorded, analysed, and possibly restricted by an algorithm. Australia must act now to preserve cash and defend our civil liberties. Protect cash now, because once it's gone, we won't get it back. It's time to organise and demand legislation that will protect cash for all Australians. Reader engagement question. Do you feel safer using cash, or do you trust digital systems to protect your freedom? Q&A section. Q1. What is programmable money? Programmable money is a form of digital currency, like a CBDC, where its usage can be preset by governments or central banks. This can include when, where, and how it is spent. Q2. Is cash still legal tender in Australia? Yes, cash is still legal tender, but without legislation, businesses can refuse it. Protections are needed to guarantee its ongoing acceptance. Q3. Why is cash important for democracy? Cash ensures anonymous, barrier-free access to goods and services. It prevents financial discrimination, preserves privacy, and empowers those without digital access. Q4. Can CBDCs replace physical cash entirely? If unchecked, yes. That's why strong public resistance and legal protections are essential to prevent total replacement. Q5. What can Australians do to protect cash? Support cash acceptance laws. Use cash regularly. Contact MPs to demand they protect cash through legislation. Q6. Is there a campaign to protect cash in Australia? Yes. Several consumer groups, small business advocates, and digital rights organisations are urging Parliament to protect cash through legislation and education. We'd love to hear from you. Inspired by this article, see what others are saying on our reader testimonials page. Share your thoughts via our reader feedback form. Your voice helps shape future content. Scroll down and leave a comment below to join the discussion. If this article resonated with you, explore more on political reform and Australia's monetary sovereignty at Social Justice Australia. Spread the word. If this article helped you understand why we must protect cash, please spread the message. Share this article with friends, family, or your social networks to keep the conversation going and help build a fairer, more just Australia. Keep independent journalism alive. We are 100% reader-supported, no ads, no corporate strings, just honest, truth-driven journalism. If our work informs or inspires you, please chip in. Donate now, one time or monthly. Even $5 helps us keep publishing. Already donated. Share the love. Leave us a quick review on Google to help others find us.